Hello and welcome to a very special Stargate Oversight duology. We call these next two episodes the Heat Madness episodes. There's extended cuts of both of these on Patreon with the Heat Madness left in. But we removed it for listenability. Please enjoy.
They'll die.
Local got it. Yep.
Local
okay.
Starting now.
Hey. We are a go.
We sure are! Hello everybody, and welcome back to Stargate Oversight. And hi Ryan!
Hey Ryan! We're back!
I've been reawakened for Anthem.
That's
Stasis.
Right! If you're just a free feed listener, this is the first time in a little while that you've heard my voice again.
Yeah, I mean, no, the preview.
And if you're a Patreon listener, this is the first time you've heard
it. They'll hear you in the preview, Frosty, for Ava.
That's true.
Just going to record... It's not like I'm just going to make the Ava 10 minutes of me and Lost making out.
Yeah, just cutting me out of the preview.
What you need to do is you need to get me to record the preview. You're the one.
record the preview, but it's completely edited and all of my parts are dubbed over by Ryan.
Yes.
Except Ryan, but Ryan's not pretending that it's him all along. He is still pretending to be me.
I don't ever bring it up. It's never brought up in the entire fucking... Anyway.
Yes, Yeah,
weird.
We sure are.
I thought we were here to talk about Need and Stargate SG-1 Omegaverse fanfic.
No!
Fuck off.
No!
Actually, fuck off. No.
So, once again, no. I am your wonderful host, Arctisha Frost, and my pronouns are she and her.
Hi, I'm Hope Frayol. I do all the editing around here. My pronouns are she and it.
I am Ryan, and I'm sick a lot, but I'm here today.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you, Ryan. Yeah. We appreciate the little man who lives in our phones.
We do. We sure do. Shall we talk about the episode Need?
I kind of don't want to, because nothing happens.
Okay, kind
Excuse
of nothing
happens. No.
Okay, kind of.
Daniel Jackson be acting unwise due to bad pussy.
I mean,
up front, what I'm going to say about this episode is that you told us that we have, like, basically a batch of really shit episodes coming.
This is the last of the batch.
Yeah, so I wasn't here for the last two episodes, but I did watch those.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give my quick rundown, since I wasn't here, just going to be quick. I thought the prisoners won. I thought that was okay.
And now to take the wind out of your sails, when I reveal to you that Linnea will only come back in 3 years' time, and she will be a sympathetic character.
Of course. However, I will definitely agree with you that the fucking one that came after that was absolute dog shit.
It's literally just, here is a small bit of backstory for Jack and Daniel. Otherwise, please look at this camp man cavorting around.
And this episode, again, I will say it's kind of just fine.
I think the problem is, again, this season has so many highs, the lows hit much harder.
Yeah, well, I think a big problem is that this is like the filler arc right now.
Yeah. And then, whereas next time, hey, actual consequences of our actions and
world building. Oh yeah, we have the plot next episode. Yep. Not this one though.
No, we can't afford plot this episode. We can afford some rags to rent a cave that someone just died in.
We've saved the plot for next episode.
We'll get there.
This episode
something
gets essentially...
potentially happens at the end of this episode, but I'm gonna. But hang on, I'm not gonna say what it is, but I'm gonna bet right now that the implications of the end of this episode will never be brought up ever again.
Ryan, what did you want to say?
Is this essentially a Monster of the Week episode, but
yes.
The Monster of the Week is bad?
Yes, it is.
For fuck's sake.
The Monster of the Week is doing drugs and getting bad pussy.
I'm not saying for fuck's sake because I'm annoyed with you. I'm saying for fuck's sake because you're right. So is the Stargate episode need?
Yeah, we're 10 minutes in, Stargate time.
So, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I know.
Okay,
we've got to get through
this. Episode begins with it begins with some voyeurism.
Yeah, welcome to Planet Gould.
It does. Yeah, they're sort of hiding in the bushes. They're noncing on some lady there.
I mean, yeah, like, normal shit. Like, here, we're going to take this shit out of the fancy box and we're going to throw it through the gate. God is great and religious.
Yeah,
stuff
yeah they're,
is
they're,
going on,
they're like, we gotta steal the Stargate goo. And but hold on a second, there's a woman there. Some woman who looks kind of like Abigail Thorne is about to throw herself off the cliff.
She doesn't look like Abby Thorne. Abby Thorne is hotter.
A little bit. Come on.
All right, I'll give you
like...
a crumb of Abigail Thorne, but Abby is hotter. We see a mine, we see a fucked up pyramid, and then the funky music plays, and Daniel be acting unwise.
Yeah, she's about to jump off the cliff, and...
He thought it was Share because he saw this woman in a weird robe, and he's like, my wife!
The woman is wearing a robe and covered up, therefore...
On a gold planet, yeah, my wife.
Yeah, and then all of the fucking, like, Jafar guards around them are like, we're arresting you, get the fuck away from our princess.
Yeah, stop saving our princess's life, stopping her from jumping off a cliff.
You're clearly trying to push her off the cliff, obviously.
Yeah, I'm sorry, did, like, her guards, like, simultaneously just blink?
Yes.
At the same time?
They literally blinked, Jackson appeared, and then...
they all stepped out to take a piss and came back all at the exact same time, so they had to do each other's chainmail.
Yeah, also, wonder what she's doing standing at the edge of that cliff. Probably nothing to worry about. Everyone, let's go take a piss.
I love the, what's the word? I love, like, the cliff she's about to jump off, because in the shot where she's standing
on
it, it's very clear.
Yeah, it's not a big fall.
And then in the shot underneath, you can tell, like zoomed
we
out.
Have zoomed this out as far as it will go. Will it kill you? Probably not. Will it hurt? Yes. But
so,
as we
yeah,
learn later, that's kind of pointless. Yeah.
Wouldn't matter anyway.
So yeah, we are surrounded now. Our boys in SG-1 are surrounded. And they are, you know, they're like, surrender now. We'll fucking murder Daniel.
Yeah, surrender now or prepare to fight. And SG-1 are not prepared to fight. So well done, Daniel. Your antics, your... oh my god! Even, like, we joked about earlier about how the episode is bad pussy and drugs got Daniel acting unwise. Good pussy got him acting unwise because he's looking for Share, which is what starts the entire thing.
Basically, Daniel's a pussy.
I mean, is he explicitly actually, like, looking for Share, or does he just see woman?
He is.
I think I'm pretty sure it's just woman.
He is kind of looking for Share, especially given an episode we'll have later. Because remember, he said, I will be back with your daughter in a year. So he's probably scared that his father-in-law will kill him if he comes back without Share.
The Stargate just activates an old man with a gun just walks out.
I don't know. I kind of more had the impression that Daniel just looked at her and went,
Yeah.
Because this is not the first time that pussy got Daniel acting unwise, and it certainly will not be the last, I'm sure.
But yes, so basically, the princess basically just doesn't say anything.
Yeah, just like, nah, I'll just let her die.
Daniel, like, rolls speech one when what he should have fucking said is, she was about to fall off, I went to fucking grab her. Like, at least try and fucking lie.
You'd really think that Stargate is embodied.
Listen, okay, what happened is...
Don't hear that one.
Okay, listen, everyone, okay. Mr. King Man, what happened here was that your daughter was chasing a roadrunner off the cliff, but then she looked down and realized there was no more cliff there for her to run on, and she was about to fall, so I grabbed her.
Yep. Exactly.
So, yeah, they get captured and brought before the ruler of this place.
Yeah, it's the king. And once again, and Jackson like, fucking lied to this man.
Yeah, he's like, I want to know.
Yeah, not just the king. Pyrus yes. the Godslayer.
Whoa, hold on, we don't know that yet.
No, no, they introduced him as Pyrus the Godslayer.
Yeah, no, she
oh, we do. Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, they're like, who are you? Where are you from? What ghoul do you serve? Because I'm totally a ghoul, but just, you know.
Also, Jack tries to be sassy and gets his fucking leg staved in for his pains.
Oh, yeah, he's like, oh, it hurts so much with these cuffs on. Maybe you could loosen them for me and then have Bobby just kick the shit out of you instead.
Hmm.
But yeah, they're like, but one of you is Jafar, so who the fuck are the rest of you?
Steve.
But yeah, he doesn't believe any of the things that they say, so they get sent to the fucking gulag.
SG-1 yearn for the mines, like the children.
Yeah, hell yeah! Yeah, exactly, as soon as they saw all of the mines, all of the everything they have to mine now, Jack was like, Pog.
Rock and stone, brother!
You know, just been playing Deep Rock Galactic, absolutely would love to start doing some mining, let's go!
Mm.
Like everyone loves mining in video games until they swing a pickaxe once and their back just breaks.
But yeah, immediately as soon as they're like in there and they're about to start their mining work, Sam's like, that motherfucker's not a ghoul.
Yeah, Carter has developed special Tok'ra powers in the form of I can now sense ghouled.
To be fair, that was brought up, like, earlier.
And they're going to be bringing it more through for the rest of the season, so don't worry. It's not an arc they're just going to forget about, for once.
Which is good. Hooray!
Yay! I mean, it's a fucking useful power. Which of our crew has been infected? That one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really? Yeah. Oh,
cool,
sweet.
Yeah, sure could have fucking used that with Kowalski, couldn't
they? Yeah, I use the minor cantrip Sense Ghouled, and as it's a cantrip, it is only a bonus action. So I know that I need to use my main action to shoot my PDW at that guy.
Wait, are cantrips only bonus actions?
You can have it as a bonus action.
Hmm.
I mean, to be fair, what you would do is, technically, because it's a cantrip, you could then cast a spell. It's a bonus action cantrip. Then I cast the spell gun.
Huh.
We are so don't want to talk about this episode. We're lawyering my D&D jokes.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've played, so the only thing I remembered cantrips for is the fact that they don't use spell slots.
Yes.
They're also like, a lot of them are bonus actions. You can cast a spell and a cantrip sometimes. Sometimes.
So this is our new podcast. We're playing D&D now. So you all arrive at a tavern. What do you do?
I get very annoyed. I signed up to play Lancer, and I have a mech here and a punk. And I'm in the wrong game.
I talk about Stargate Oversight on a podcast.
So yeah,
yeah, this is it. We're doing a D&D podcast now.
Yeah. So anyway, Daniel Jackson is like, "Oh guys, I'm so sorry. I goofed up real bad." It's like, "Yes, Daniel, you fucking think? You think an apology is going to cut us being enslaved in the fucking mind, you moron?"
Oh, yeah, kinda.
Mm. I mean, to be fair, Jack does just move on. He's like, "Yeah, I'm a union man. There's some big old union violations going on here.
Oh, yeah, and when, like, the gourd guys come to, like, check on them.
Yes.
And, yeah, he does his sass. Yeah, at that point, the whole thing of, like, of Samantha's, like, these are fake gourd, at this point, she didn't really need to predict that, because you can see that they've just used, like, magic marker to like draw on.
Yeah.
I was about to say the fucking Jafar markings are so hilarious.
Just drew them on their foreheads.
And I'm just imagining someone who doesn't know what a Jafar marking is doing like a small dick in a circle in marker pen.
But yeah, they're basically being like, you better work or you'll die. They get forced to go back to work. Daniel is just, you know, he's being a little bitch and being like,
I can't do it.
I'm so much in pain from backbreaking labor.
Yeah, Daniel's just singing a song, you know? You work 18 hours, what do you get? Parents sell you to Paris Hilton and enslave you in the mines.
I know, right? It's so terrible.
So terrible.
You've got to work in the goop factory to produce vagina candles for Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
Well, you don't know the fact you've got to test the candles.
Not enough like you. Miss Paltrow, can I smell your vagina? I need to compare it to the candle. Episode, come on. But yeah, the guards come around and unlock them. They're not prepared because...
Yeah, they're like, hey, we're going to unlock you now because it's break time or whatever. Please don't try to escape.
Yeah, we're just going to turn our back on the prisons we've just unlocked.
Yeah, and they basically just sort of comically bonk them in the heads and steal their fucking staff weapons.
Yeah, which is the right thing to do.
And then they do quite possibly the worst prison escape I've ever seen.
Yeah, Daniel gets fucking crushed by rocks. Yes.
Rocks fall, everybody.
Exactly.
Dies. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, the rocks collapse on Daniel, and they're like, well, fuck, he's dead, I guess.
Yeah, and then the Jafar just come around the other corner, like, so, that was stupid, wasn't it?
Hey.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious, because I know the Jafar show, but it's
you
like,
could just
no,
win
just
this
take
fight.
Them all. I know we could. It's really like why? Like I love how they have to pretend the fucking trained military super soldiers and fucking Teal'c, a goddamn like beast of a fucking Jafar, wouldn't win against two dudes. Of
yeah. We got the fucking Tesco
what?
Great Value Jafar here.
No, you've got the Aldi.
They don't even have, like, a brand name on. It just says Jafar, brand Jafar.
It's just Jafar cakes on their head. Like, fucking
Or
hell.
Just showing up at a party with a Jaffa cake on your head. It's like, what are you? I'm a Jafar.
This is what Jafar are, right? But yeah, so that cuts away from that to the... daughter being
but
father,
please
father,
my
father,
my father please
evil,
you must listen to me
evil daughter. It's like they're the evil daughter and it's like yes but father then no it's like how can you prove it are you gonna tell him that they've saved you from dying no
I mean
then
I also want to point
fuck?
Out that we are meant to sympathize with these people. We are meant to feel sorry for the hard choices made by the people
fuck
who live
him.
In a palace and keep the slaves working. The only good
well,
king is a dead
well,
king.
If you remember, it's just like that movie Django Unchained, where the big message of the movie was about how sad it was to be Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie.
Leonardo DiCaprio getting up and pointing at the screen. That's me. I'm the sad one.
Monsieur Candy going, I am the tragic hero.
Do you know how sad and lonely it is to sit around here being racist and measuring skulls all day?
Honestly,
do you know how hard
it
is to find a woman who's into measuring skulls rather than measuring dicks?
At that time period?
Yeah, I'm measuring skulls and... all I can do about that is, you know, sit here with my slaves and occasionally get a talking spot on Fox News.
Yes, welcome to 1800s Fox News, where it's just as batshit and even more racist somehow.
No. It's
yes, good honest racism against the Bavarians, the Bohemians, and the Turk.
where it doesn't lie about the fact
that it's what about the Phoenicians?
Oh, we should not forget those tricksy Phoenicians. They're in that like the Turk, they lost for Constantinople.
The tricksy Phoenicians. Like, this is like such old racism, but it sounds still sounds really bad.
Yeah, you are now leaving the racism zone. Please wash your mouth with soap and Granny Smith cider. That's fine.
I say, those Carpathians sure are a wily lot.
No, we're not doing a Trash Future bit. Fuck off. Just because we went to that live show. Listen, we should at least stick to good, honest racism, like we talk, like the lustful Turk, who in his heart still lusts for Constantinople and Austria.
I mean, I don't think the Turk has to lust for Constantinople. I think they got that. Anyway, I think they got that one.
Oh god damn.
Yes, but in his heart, the Turk dreams at night of a day when he could lust for Constantinople, as now it is Istanbul.
Back to Stargate SG-1!
Because Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Constantinople.
Yes, yes, we get the joke! We get the joke! Thank you,
back
joke explainer!
Back to Stargate SG-1. A coffin rises up out of the ground, and out of it pops up
yeah,
Daniel.
We put, yeah,
it's
new from the Stargate toy manufactory. Daniel in a box, now with articulating arms and robot death punch.
Except, unfortunately, this new action figure costs $20,000 because it's got Daniel in an official Balenciaga outfit.
It's only available at the Balenciaga in the line.
Yeah, like, the entire, like, royal clothing in this episode is just some, like, straight out of the fucking Balenciaga catalogue shit.
It is dark, but the fits are so dire this episode.
It's
straight out of the
Balenciaga. Like, yeah, I just said Balenciaga.
That's true. It is just another word for dire. In fact, I think, let me just check. It is actually Spanish for dire.
Is it really?
Yes. Did you know 67% statistics are made up on the spot? Yeah.
I just don't believe anything you say. Yeah.
Patreon.com/SGOpodcast.
I'm eating a pot noodle. Go away. Go on. Do what you want to do.
Daniel in a box. Good news, Daniel. You're alive. We've captured your friends. But here's the really good news, Daniel. What if I took you out of the sarcophagus and put your bed next to mine? Only
in
my
Daniel, what if you fuck?
Unless.
Hey, Daniel, what if you fuck? Hey, Dan, what if we fuck right now?
Yeah. My name is Felicity Shagwell. Shagwell by name, Shagwell by nature.
No, fuck you. I refuse to acknowledge that. And I will move swiftly on.
Yeah.
So she reveals that her name is Shyla.
Yep.
And she really wants to fuck Daniel.
Yeah. Listen, I've given you fancy clothes. I've brought you back to life. I don't have a chastity
belt.
Let's
fuck.
Would you like to take...
But and my dad's not home right now.
Yeah, my...
Wow.
That's the entire scene. Like, every time she's on screen with
I'm
Daniel.
I'm sorry, Ryan. Her entire character is I want to fuck Daniel. That's all she has.
Yes. Like, every time she's on screen, it's just like, Daniel, would you like some pussy? 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 What about your friends, Daniel? Were you more interested in pussy?
Yeah, for the first, like, kind of time it happens, it's sort of like that meme where it's like, Leon, please, my ovaries are frothing right now and I need you to breed me. And then Leon going, no way, fag.
But yeah, listen, at this point in time, Daniel is not acting wise because he is quite right. Chaining people up to make them work in the mines is bad.
Yeah, how about you don't?
Yeah, don't do that. And also, Daniel Jackson, the audacity of this fucking bitch to be like, forgive me, I didn't tell my father about my attempted suicide because he wouldn't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry about your feelings. Anyway, you sent my fucking friends to the gulag.
Yeah. I'm saying that Daniel should make, like, a famous Egyptian figure Moses and let my people go or else.
Like Shara just puts her like fingers together, makes the pleading face, and goes, "Ooh, woo, I'm so sorry that I got the North Korean police to lock your family up in the mines."
Yes, that is, yeah. She is either. What if you got into my bed in Minecraft? Unless doing the pleading fingers or what you just said.
Listen, Daniel, you might not understand our ways, okay? It's called Juche.
Oh. That's not even what Juche is either, but it's still... But Juche is still fucking stupid, and we don't have time for that. How's the... How's the pot noodle?
We get like a... The pot noodle got Ryan acting on wise.
Clearly.
But yeah, we get a nice little glimpse of the sad crew, sad mining.
No, you missed a little bit. She gives Daniel his glass, his broken glasses back, and that just like turns the horny up to 11. It's like, oh, I'm hot for a man in glasses.
Right. Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we're
back.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Like,
okay,
she is hot for a man in glasses, which could not relate. Cute girls in glasses can relate.
But, yeah, so we get that little bit. They're mining. Not much really happens there other than to establish that, mining sucks.
Just break the fuck out. Like, you just keep breaking out. Like, that's what you should do as a prisoner. You should keep breaking the fuck out and killing more guards until they run out of guards.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they only have so much marker pen.
When the cops come to arrest you, kill them, because there's only so many cops they have to send.
Yeah, it's not like we're in the Payday universe where they just clone the cops.
So, and if you're in Britain, like us, don't worry, they won't come.
No.
They don't pay them enough.
No. They're too busy investigating pronouns.
No, they're not investigating pronouns. It's because the conservative government of the past 14 or so years have gone woke and defunded the police.
They have, yes.
They certainly wouldn't be able to run a fake gulag operation. Oh shit, I'm surprised that they haven't suggested doing that to the migrants.
God. But anyway, while Destiny 1 are in the mines, Daniel is being walked around a fucking country park.
Have you ever seen anything like this, Daniel?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Vancouver. We record here all the time.
I'm fucking sick of trees. I'm fucking sick of misty woods. Oh my god, can I go to a desert or somewhere interesting? Even the sulfur pit was better than this. This is a never-ending purgatory of forests.
Yeah, but while Daniel is being like, oh, for fuck's sake, our friend Shyla is instead, I wanna be where the people are. I wanna see you.
She's dancing. She's really pulling a "I'm the misunderstood princess" shtick while she's fucking like not like dealing with her father, who's insane.
Just wanna be
with, like, you know, the
part of your world.
Yeah, she is.
We joke that her entire personality is wanting to fuck Daniel, but the truth is, she's
her
a Disney princess.
Is fucking quirky. Her entire personality is a Disney princess who's also a quirky emo object.
She's not emo? Where are you getting fucking emo from?
No, sorry, not emo. Quirky.
Manic Pixie Dream Girl.
Manic Pixie.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, you're right. So, Disney princess, yep.
Yes.
Also, kind of also Kingdom Hearts character, Loki, as well, because her entire motivation is, but Daniel, what about the other worlds out there?
So you mean the worlds you don't care about at all and have no interaction with and you don't care?
But I
want to
see them!
Those worlds?
I want to get the Keyblade and I want to hang out with Donald and Goofy.
You know nothing about Kingdom Hearts. Go off, I guess, Queen.
I mean, I could just do like an entire like 3-hour podcast talking about Kingdom Hearts. But I don't think you want to do that or listen to that right now.
No, we're good.
Yeah, it's just like, don't worry. Okay, we're gonna Don't worry about talking to my dad. Don't worry about saving my friends. You're my density, and my mum said that a cool man is gonna come from beyond the sun and fuck me.
Yeah. Yeah. This entire episode is said, because her mom said a man will come from beyond the stars, he will give that good dick, and he will be your destiny. And that is the entire reason the episode happens. And
yeah, exactly.
The
my mom locked me.
Let my friends go, Daniel, would you like some evil pussy and drugs?
Yeah, lock me. Yeah, exactly. My mom locked me in the tallest tower. Guarded by a fire-breathing dragon until my Prince Charming comes to save me.
Couldn't we have just watched Shrek?
I mean...
Yeah.
So,
Let's just blitz this episode.
Yeah, let's go watch Shrek, alright?
Yeah.
As we all know, Shrek was in 2001.
I have some jokes to write. It's like, hey guys, how are the mines? Oh, Daniel! Surprisingly difficult to kill you. Which...
So, yeah, and then what happens after that is we see some fairy tale scenes. We see some fairy tale scenes being depicted by a book.
No!
And a green hand comes across the book, says how it's a load of, but it's interrupted by a flushing sound as we are treated to Smash Mouth's All-Star.
Wrong button. Anyway. Listen, right. Fucking... Here within this episode, the role of Daniel Jackson will be played by Henry Kissinger. Because he's bad at negotiating and he's pissing everyone off with his negotiations.
But just like Henry Kissinger, he's apparently a sexagogue.
That and death cannot come for him. Which,
yeah,
I love the meme that we've seen of death fishing and catching like Pat Roberts to just be like, is Henry Kissinger even in here?
I'm not even kidding, by the way. For some reason, a lot of people really wanted to fuck Henry Kissinger back in the day. Yeah. Yeah, dude fucked. As much as we hate that, he fucked. A lot.
Why?
100-year-old! Yeah, just turned 100 years old. We'd love you, Henry Kissinger. Come on the podcast.
Is Henry Kissinger still alive? Married? Is Henry Kissinger better result? Carry.
So yeah, hey guys.
I'm so sorry.
Not gonna let you out.
Yeah. I'm doing negotiation. We need to wait for a favorable.
Yeah,
we have to wait for a favorable regime change, and I'm going to marry the princess. To encourage this to happen.
Oh god, guys.
That's later, but...
You don't know how hard it is for me right now. I've gotta go to this feast. There's gonna be so much food. It's gonna be more food than I could possibly eat. I mean, and you know, I don't wanna be rude. I gotta make sure I eat my fill, right?
Yeah, it'd be disrespectful to the king who I'm trying to negotiate with to get you out of jail, and I'm also fucking his hot daughter.
Yeah, I guess I'm just gonna have to go back to fucking and eating all this food. Guys, you can't know how hard that is for me right now.
Hey, guys. Oh, yeah, no, I'm gonna get you out. It's gonna happen. Yeah.
But yeah, he's gotta have... Unfortunately, his wonderful feast is also where he has to talk to the God Slayer.
Oh, God. We see Daniel sit down alone, and then the princess comes in wearing her Balenciaga by way of Flash Gordon. And then the king arrives, and this man has the most fucked vibes because he's the king. And the vibes are doubly fucked because we find out, Daniel works out that this guy led the uprising against the Ghoul and now is just perpetuating the old system, but with him in charge for 700 years? The fuck?
No, I've got to protect my people by acting exactly as the Gaul did, pretending the Gauls are still here. And, that makes it better, question mark.
No, the vibes are fucked. Like, the vibes are fucked, and the vibes are so terrible.
Because... Hey, but you know what? This is kind of what monarchy is.
No.
New guy comes along. He's like, don't worry, guys. Don't worry, guys. I'm going to be the good king. I'm going to be the one. I'm not going to be like the old one. I'm going to be the cool one. You're going to help me overthrow the old one. And I'm going to come into power, and I'm going to be way more fair. And,
as soon as I'm just power, kidding. My army that has just killed the entire enemy army is going to just stand down, and we're just going to be all good.
I got ya!
The oldest chick in the
book. Damn it, how do we fall for it again?
Seriously, how do so many people fall for it over and over again?
It's...
Damn, we thought, you know, this one was the fifth king. We thought he was really going to be telling the truth this time.
We should probably learn anyway. Yeah, we should do what Discworld Australia does and just lock the king up in prison before he's even started his rule. Let him out when it's over.
We should make sure the king has his wish, and we will fashion him into a tampon.
Oh, god damn it! I hate you so much! Ryan, please tell me you don't get that. Yes, spare Ryan from this.
I refuse to answer whether I do or
not. Yes, Camilla, I would very much appreciate if...
I refuse to answer... Blah, 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 blah,
blah. I would love to be unbirthed and floored by your pussy. Yeah, I'm done committing treason.
Treason on my fucking ears. Right.
Oh, man. But yeah, nothing is happening. Daniel's like, hey, can you let my friends go?
But whoa, we're only 700 years old.
Yeah, he used the sarcophagus. And, we get this scene several times. Let my friends go. No, we need to change my father's mind, and you need to fuck my pussy.
They're like, hey, but what if, Daniel, you know, look at my dad. He's been using the sarcophagus all of this time, and he looks fine.
Looks like an extra from Pirates of the Caribbean.
So maybe you should also just keep using the sarcophagus.
Yeah, heck.
Because clearly you'll be fine.
Hey, Daniel, you want me to trust you, don't you? Well, I only trust men that use the sarcophagus. Get in the box.
Yeah, well, my specific note here was get in the jar, Daniel.
Get in the box and eat the bug, Daniel.
Wait, what are you doing? What is that liquid? What is that liquid that you're pouring on me? No, don't put me on the radiator!
Listeners, you have to understand, like, half of this episode, there's nothing happening.
No.
And also, Daniel's like, hey, Daniel, your wife? Your wife? Like, I just mention you're fucking married.
You know, I said that this episode was okay, but the more we're talking about it, the more I'm like, I don't know about that anymore.
I would not rate this episode as okay. Sorry. Oh, look, Daniel is being Daniel is dialing home being like, yeah, everything's fine. Diplomatic incident. I'm resolving this. No, don't send SG9.
Yeah, don't send anyone. Don't send anyone. Because I'm fucking right now. That's going to ruin my vibe.
Listen, I'm doing elegant negotiations involving my pussy, my dick, and someone's pussy.
Wow. We're so proud of our trans mask boy, Daniel.
Yes,
that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really awkward the first time, because, you know, she was expecting something else, and... But, you know, they got over that awkwardness, and, she's learning to, you know, enjoy fucking a trans guy, and, you know, how can we say anything bad about that?
We really have nothing to talk about on this episode, guys. Basically, yeah. Basically, Daniel becomes a drug addict.
Yeah, yeah, bad pussy and sarcophagus plot. Drugs got Daniel acting unwise.
The other plot is they find a place that's mining Naquida, and they talk about maybe, yeah. You know, could yeah. be,
this
know,
is the entire reason they're not shooting their way out, because this is a Naquida mine. They would quite like Naquida. It's a really cool element. You can do all sorts of shit with it, and it will fulfill Senator Kidsey's brief of this is a advanced technology building thing. Like,
so, yeah, don't worry. Of course, we get another thing of, don't worry, guys, I'm totally gonna let you out. I know you're dying right now, but don't worry about it. I'm studying the box. The box is real cool. It's great.
I know you haven't seen me for, like, 5 days. You know, don't worry about it.
And, yeah, they're understandably quite angry at Daniel, and they're like, get us the fuck out of here. He's like, fuck you, kill yourself, go fuck yourself. I am going to keep fucking and using the box.
Yep.
He's also just, like, walking around, like, wide-eyed and barely even focused on anything, clearly strung out
on
his mind.
He looks so evil.
Like, strung out as
much. Yeah, and then we get, like, we get a little scene where, basically, she's like, Daniel, you and me, we can rule this galaxy together!
As husband and wife. But
you can be my apprentice.
Yeah. Listen. Jack's like, hey, take me to see Daniel. Because
before that, Sam has a vision from Joel and R and is like, yo, I think something's wrong with Daniel. Whoa, how could you tell? Yeah. He's been acting so normal.
Yeah. Like, if the sarcophagus is bad, you should not use it. But, you know, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, then, like you said, he's like, take me to Daniel. And then immediately, next scene, Daniel has immediately turned into fucking Bully Maguire. He's got the Venom symbiote in him, you know.
Where the fuck... Like, yeah, Daniel is, like, sitting on the throne like I sit on a couch. Like, he's loafing around in another man's palace.
Yeah, hey guys, you've noticed that Daniel kind of seems evil right now.
Kind of, just a little bit. Yeah.
Jack goes to see him, and he's like, Daniel, you gotta quit. The pussy and the wine ain't good for you.
Hey, I'm getting married tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll let you get tomorrow.
I'm totally going to help you out. I just need to fuck a little bit more and use the sarcophagus just a little bit more.
I mean, no, he keeps his word here because fucking tomorrow, they are out.
He does it. Yeah, he does it.
Yeah. Daniel is like dressed in the fucking royal consort outfit, is making out with the princess before they go through the gate. And then they go back through.
Yeah, end of the episode. Yeah, what do you guys think?
There's 10 minutes left, Frosty. We're not done yet.
Yeah, they go back. They brought some Naquida with them.
Yep.
Daniel's fine.
We had a great time. Tilk made some friends, Carter got some Naquida, and Jackson got engaged. And I need a shower.
Yeah, oh yeah, and like, everyone is like, Daniel's gotta go to the med bay right fucking now.
Yes.
Like, Daniel is clearly fucking...
That man is...
Yeah, and he's like, well, I feel fine, I feel great. And then Frasier's like, your shit's all fucked up right now.
Yeah.
Listen, Daniel, you gotta listen to me right now. I had to leave the bar for this to be able to come down here... and get involved in this. You know, I was all up in this, you know, fucking will they, won't they love triangle between mixing up between the relationship dynamic of Sam and Diane at the bar But you're absolutely ruining this for me, Daniel. So shut the fuck up. Let me do my job so that I can go back, okay?
Yep. Daniel has not studied for his medical test, so he's failed them all. Doesn't care about his wife. Oh, my wife is probably dead. I don't care. She's ruined beyond...
You don't understand! Sam, this pussy, it's almost as good as they-them pussy!
Meanwhile, Sam's like, yeah, Dan, your pussy is pussy. Doc Frazier's pussy is good. It's never had me acting unwise like this.
You don't get it! It's the closest to they-them pussy I've ever gotten!
Daniel, just go down the queer bar with a leash and look for a they-them poppy girl. You'll have a good time. You don't need to do drugs and bad pussy. It's fine.
Anyway, Daniel's going nuts from withdrawal of the coffin. Yep.
In case this was too subtle for you,
I mean, subtle? You were bloody, like, blatant, but, like, not about the thing actually...
If this is too subtle for you right now, Sam fully just yells, "You're an addict, Daniel!" at him.
She does. And... because Daniel's, like, smashing shit and tries to, like, annoy Carter before he leaves. And he leaves to go and resign so he can go back to bad pussy and drugs. Which, he can't resign because he passes out.
Yeah.
Yep, and then they start doing a load of tests on him, and basically the guy is deteriorating. It's almost like he was on a shitload of super soldier drugs, and those drugs are suddenly being expelled from his body, and his like, literally his muscles are deteriorating, and I'm like, this is just steroids. and steroids. That's what he was on.
Yeah, this motherfucker looks like he was just invading Stalingrad.
that is a hell of a level of meth to be on. So we're just gonna have to let Daniel go cold turkey, and we're just gonna have to let him burn through his fever. You know, it'll be fine. What's the worst that he's broken out and gone beast mode?
Uh-oh. Yeah, he fucking knocks Frazier out, and SCP containment breach happens.
Yep.
Jack
O'Neill catches up with him.
Yeah, catches up with him and
locks
him
in the closet. Like a,
he locks himself in a closet. Jack sort of breaks in and has to immediately do a Dark Souls dodge roll.
Yeah, because Daniel just breaks the light and he's like, "What the fuck, Daniel? Are you trying to kill me?"
Yeah. And they sort of scuffle a little bit, and Daniel fully pulls a fucking gun out on him.
Yep. Which, what the fuck?
Like, I've got to go back! I've got to go back! I've got to get that pussy, Jack!
But then eventually, after being, you know, strapped down and, like, deteriorating as a human being...
Yeah, he literally has a face-to-face with O'Neill and is like,
Yeah, well, what basically happens is he's like, yeah, but I gotta go back! And then Jack is like, no. Okay.
I mean, I think this is supposed to imply that, like, he's starting to, like...
The power of friendship.
Listen, Daniel! Listen, we only have about, like, 4 more minutes of episode runtime left. You've got to stop being an addict right now.
You have to resolve the rest of the plot.
Yes. Yes, Daniel, you've got to do one... Okay, well, we've got to do one last thing, Daniel. You need to go back and hug her to end slavery.
I hate that. Daniel, you must convince her to become Princess Diana, the people's princess.
Yeah, well, if you remember that part, At the end of Django Unchained, where Django, Schultz, and Candy all have a hug together and end slavery in America?
I vaguely remember Candy's house burning down and Django killing him.
No, that was not what happened. You must have watched a different movie. Yeah, they all hug, hold hands, and then they set and they end the movie with, "I guess we really were Django Unchained."
I hate you. But yeah, yeah. Listen, they have to do Operation Pre-3X for RR Freedom. They have to deal with the monarchy, bring in a liberal capitalist democracy so they can get their hands on the Naquadah, and
They basically do a they try and like dress it up all nice as being like, "Oh, look at how the power of friendship has triumphed and we're all going to be real good friends." What actually happens in the text of the show is, like you said, they do a fucking regime change.
They do, yeah. They do a regime change, and it's like, Daniel's like, "Hey, take the staff, blow up the sarcophagus, be a better woman than your father. He was a terrible woman. Also, we're going to send you these civilian advisors. You should listen to them. They're from Dole, Cope, and the United Fruit Company. They're here to help."
Wow.
We've got some mining equipment coming that only our experts will be able to operate and know how they use. You'll be entirely reliant on us, on subservience and the goodwill of the United States of America. I hope they don't find oil, though.
This is the most... The end literally ends with, like, a... But on a good note, the military are going to go there now. Wait, what?
Yeah. Like, everyone! What? Everyone relax! The United States military is here!
Ah! Boom!
We're
bringing you freedom!
I have Hail to the Chief on here somewhere. I don't know where it is. Just imagine it's playing.
Freedom!
I'm coming!
Freedom is non-negotiable!
It literally ends with the military going, "Not together." And it's like it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Like it's a good thing. And it's like, God.
Yeah, and then they turn towards the camera and they go, "That's all, folks."
They fucking turn, wink, and their fucking teeth blink. It's like,
Anyway, and I'm guessing all of this Naquadah that they're now mining and going to have access to will never come back again.
The Naquadah will come up quite a lot. This planet will not. Naquadah is a very important plot point.
Oh, this really is like a United States regime change.
Remember that planet? No? Naquadah?
Planet. Ah, oh yes, that's where we have our colonial governor.
They... They just went back in time and got Leonardo DiCaprio from Django to run the place.
I'm just imagining Jack in, like, you know, the white guy in India wearing garb and, like, look at
him. Oh, yes, Jack O'Neill is in the satanic zone.
No! I fucking hate this episode. And I'm going to have to leave nearly all of the tangents in because we only got an hour out of it. I might be able to cut 10 minutes if we're lucky.
I fucking can't believe
how bad this was. It's a 40-minute episode. We've got an hour out of it. That must mean that it's a good episode.
No.
It's been longer than the episode.
Okay, right?
That must mean we didn't go on the tangent.
I feel like we have the important question. What is worse? Daniel Jackson's drug adventure with a bad pussy, or Daniel Jackson's fish dick adventure with nourishment?
This one was better. This one gave a strung out fucking meth.
No, I like to say that the fish one was better because I got some good drops out of it.
No. but that's not the episode.
We're not going to talk about drops or memes or which one we had the most fun recording. Which one's the worst?
Okay, yeah, the fish one was definitely worse.
Yeah, the fish one was worse. I don't think there's an episode that's that bad for the rest of the series.
What fate, Amaroka?
I don't think so, anyway. Well, just tell us about the US military, the one-person callback system is flawed.
We talked a little bit about that with our little regime change talk.
Yes, like, we talked about it a lot at the end, but the show didn't mean it. Like, this is...
How many years before Operation Iraqi Freedom?
3 years?
Yeah. I mean, Desert Storm's already happened at this point, right?
Desert Storm has happened, but, like, the actual occupation and the attempts at creating liberal democracy and stuff. Yeah, that's not going to happen for another 3 years.
I think, like, sort of the big point of that, and I think that's a lot of sort of anything that involves the US military in sort of fiction, is that, we're still kind of at...
they're the unquestioned guys.
Yes. We haven't got, like, the war on terror, like, leaks of, you know, Abu Ghraib and shit like that to be like, holy shit, look at what these guys are doing, right?
Yeah.
We're not compiling the list of United States war crimes on Wikipedia yet.
No, we're not.
We're just saying, hey, look, these are the good guys, and I'm sure all of their foreign strategic interventions which are not wars, they're all good, because these are the good guys.
Yes.
They're the freedom fighters.
Yes.
Which means you all, yeah, they will unintentionally spread this stuff and these messages without realizing that they're doing it, because this is just like, yeah, this is what the military does, right?
Pro the United Nakuda Company propaganda.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just looking at the stock market, like, the United Nakuda Company, are those a new? Damn, they're making bank, let's invest.
Yeah, yes, the United Nakuda Company. They have a nice little website about our story.
God.
About how it was just a nice little mom and pop operation.
Oh, not the UNC. Oh. Oh, fuck me. But yeah, like, this literally is just colonialism. Like, that's what this says about the military. Like, this episode literally does all of this, like, thing about a regime change, about getting rid of the slaves, blah, blah, blah. And then the military just goes, well, that's some of that. And that's how the episode ends. That's just colonialism. Yeah. That's just colonialism.
Yes.
But, of course, because it's an American...
Yes, we have to free these...
Someone,
we have to free... They have to free the savages... And they have to rule over them until they're ready and smart enough to self-determine.
No, they have to free the savages that were already freed. Remember? The last thing she did was discredit the governors and say she'd free them?
You don't understand. They can only free... Those people are only free once they are working down at the Nakuda mines, pressing the buttons on the Nakuda machines... And then spending their meager paychecks buying a Big Mac, the only food they can afford.
Basically, this episode is just like Operation Desert Storm.
Listen, Frosty, right. they get like a free token for use of the dick sucking machine.
Oh, wow, yeah, but the free token is only good for
six
hours.
This is so. I think this whole show is actually incredibly unrealistic. Because as soon as they started having, like, an off-world presence, like, the CIA guy, who's also, like, a major shareholder in McDonald's, would have leaked all of this information to them, and then being like, yo, we're going to open a bunch of franchises on these planets.
I'm just about to say, actually, it's kind of surprising that there isn't a McDonald's.
They come back to this is spoiling the next episode, but they come back to the planet from Thor's hammer, and it's just got, like, it's got, like, 50 McDonald's franchises there now.
Like, I think, like, the worst bit is, like, later on, they do get, like, we know they have, like, an off-world alpha site, like, the off-world alpha site, the catering's provided by McDonald's, like, half the gate activities is dialing out the supplies and the patties.
The off-world alpha site is sponsored by Chick-fil-A.
I mean, Chick-fil-A have hired a diversity consultant and will now be putting woke tranny semen in your drink, so...
Oh, the Chick-fil-A?
Yes. They hired a wokeness consultant. Yeah.
They didn't hire a wokeness consultant, they hired their diversity consultant and seem to be taking it semi-seriously.
Yeah, that's why, I said they hired a wokeness consultant. They're putting...
Wait, really? Yes. Is that true?
Yes. Like, that, what I was saying is what the conservatives have been saying. Like, my...
Like I know it's just token bullshit, but, like, I'm... Like, the bar is so low for Chick-fil-A that I'm surprised about them doing that.
I think it has something to do with, like, some of the older members of the board either dying or, like, passing it on, and some of the younger people, like... Because it's all family-run, and the family are all Christians.
Yes. Well, you see, our bigoted faith might mean that we hate all of these faggots, but have you considered that these faggots have money?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, yeah... But hey, yeah, it's happening.
Woo! Liberal capitalism. They're our friends.
Yep.
I remember, everyone, we're a little bit late, and I do apologize. We're about halfway through the month already, but Hope is going to be logging on to the Twitter account just after this episode. We're going to be changing the SGO logo to a Pride logo, specifically up until... the second midnight on the 1st of July, guys, we're changing that shit back.
You can do the fucking Pride logo in Krita.
No, it's literally going to be like a wolf's howl, and then the logo changes back.
There we go, another 10 minutes of bullshit. I love this podcast.
All right, everybody. Patreon.com. Thank you all. Yeah, patreon.com/SGOPodcast, where you can listen to our monthly bonus episodes. Thank you all for listening.
Last week was Evangelion. And next month.
Oh shit, yes.
Ryan, what are we doing next month?
Oh fuck.
We're talking about a serious issue that's we're gonna be.
We're doing Max Payne with Storm.
And we're gonna do Max Payne.
Oh, except you've kind of got it a little bit wrong there. Yeah, that's kind of Isha Max Payne voice, but you're forgetting one crucial thing. We're not going to be getting a Max Payne voice.
What?
We're getting Mark Wahlberg.
No, we're getting Marky...
What? No!
We're getting Marky Mark doing, like, not even attempting to do a fucking Max Payne voice. It's glorious.
Promote the thing. I'm just going to look this up and take psychic damage.
I mean, I already did promote it. So we've already have just promoted it, but I am, once more, your host, Arctisha Frost. You can find me... my twitch.tv/ArcticianOfFrost, where I stream sometimes. You can find me basically nowhere else.
Hi, I'm Hope Freyorl. You can find me on Twitter as @HFreyorl, and you can find me on Twitter. No, wait. Yes, Twitter is HFreyorl, and Hope Freyorl on Twitch, where I do stream occasionally. And I post lots of Yuri and shit on Twitter.
And as ever, Ryan can be found on the most wanted list on the National Crime Agency website.
I exist on this podcast and nowhere else. Stop insinuating I'm a fucking criminal. It's getting problematic.
Oh my god.
Yeah, everyone in your life being like, hey, aren't you that criminal that's on that podcast?
What crime has Ryan committed? Having too much riz?
I know he's been traveling to Romania a lot.
No!
Oh no, oh hell no.
You tried to kill me, you son of a bitch. So welcome to the revolution.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Season 2 of Stargate Oversight. This was part 1 of our Heat Madness special, and oh boy, does the Heat Madness really set in next episode. But this episode was... It's a bad episode of Stargate, man. Nothing happens. Like... Honestly, you want to tell this story? You tell the story of, like, Stargate having to help an irrational king or leader who has been used to using the sarcophagus and it's broken on them. Anyway, Stargate Oversight is myself, Hope Freyorl, Arctisha Frost, and Ryan. The show is edited, executive produced, and published. I do out nearly everything around here. You know how it is. Anyway, patreon.com/SGOpodcast. Give us money. We have extended cuts. We have bonus episodes. We have everything. Ciao.